my mother and my daddy were Baptists.
My daddy's family was Baptist and my mother's family were Methodist. But mother became a Baptist before she and daddy married, so actually I grew up in a Baptist home.
Our times have changed, old folks.
But when we go back to the family, on my mother's side, the first one that came over was paid by the King of Scotland to come to Virginia and start the Episcopal Church. And now, in tracing the family, I find one first cousin and his family that are Episcopalians, and most everybody else is Methodist and Baptist.
Mm-hmm. The Episcopal Church really didn't move west very much, did it?
Well, at one time they were pretty strong here in Baltimore, but I don't know. They're not aggressive church there. They just going down nothing. When one dies, and nobody takes
it. Isn't it true that the cultural centers, the Episcopal Church, is pretty
strong? Oh, yeah.
Your most
aristocratic people were Episcopal, yes, sir. Uh-huh.
When I see this cousin that I'm speaking of is an artist, and he lives in Gatlinburg.
I see. By the way, did you ever get down to Iuka? There's a marvelous Episcopal church down there. The congregation, as you say, just died out. It's being supported by one family. It's practically just an investment of theirs.
You take the Episcopal Church was one of the most elaborate churches involved with there at one time, and stayed that way for years and years and years until, as you said, they lose their aggressiveness to get. To even keep their own children in the church and whatnot. And they just, if one died, there's nobody to take his place.
This little church in Iuka has maybe got 5-6 people or something. They still have a minister coming. But it's a beautiful.
I'd say the Episcopal Church here had less than 25 members right now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Of course, they have a full-time pastor. And of course, as you said, the aristocratic people of Iowa right now, and I know one man that could support the church himself, and I heard him out.
Mm-hmm. To get back, when we were talking about keeping the milk down in the well, did you folks ever hear the word dairy used for that place, a cold place to keep it always meant just a place. The dairy was always kind of a market.
Now we kept our milk down in the basement here. Mm-hmm. It was cool, and that's where we kept our milk.
Did you have use the word dairy at all?
Mm-hmm.
No,
sir. No. The only time we used dairy, my brother-in-law down here did go into the dairy business about 3 years. 7 days a week job there, that get old. Mm-hmm. Of course, the state was getting more stricter and stricter and stricter there. He decided that he'd get out of it. Now, when he went into it, he called it the dairy.
Mm-hmm. It was a commercial.
That's right.
Business. You mentioned the old wash pot. It was before your time, wasn't it?
No, sir.
No.
What are you talking about?
I washed many of those.
The old
smokehouse
right out here, right behind the smokehouse, was a wash shed. And we had to bring up wood there for the wash, and we tried to find sassafras. I don't know why, but sassafras there would make the hottest and quickest fire to boil water.
Hmm.